Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Juwan Hindo is here. Juwan leads the World Community Grid for IBM. And Juwan, tell us again. I want you to remind us again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Remind us again how the World Community Grid, what it accomplishes.
It's a software application you installed on your computer or Android, and in doing that, you get to help scientists do all kinds of things, like trying to find treatment options for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Or solve other problems, because these solutions require lots of processing, millions and hundreds of millions, maybe billions, probably billions of little if this then that type of questions and answers that takes a lot of processing power, because we're talking about most of us have digital computers. When quantum computing becomes more ubiquitous, will there be a need for the grid when quantum comes, because quantum makes digital look like a horse and buggy, right? What do you think?
Well, I think for at least some time to come, there will be a role for both. Quantum can supplement and is extremely powerful, obviously much more powerful than a traditional computer.
But it's just not ubiquitous. Most people don't have it available.
Yes. Well, it's becoming more available. On the IBM cloud, for example, you can access some quantum capabilities.
That's good enough.
But to be honest, for some time to come, the idea is that quantum would supplement and boost traditional computers to a very exponential level, I should say, versus completely replace them. Eventually, mm-hmm. Yeah, probably completely replace them too.
Probably. So back to the grid, folks. This is where you have the ability to put a little piece of technology on your computer from IBM to allow the grid to use your unused processing power to solve solutions to some of these millions of little experiments, so to speak, to check to rule out certain things, to find out what works and what doesn't work, in the effort to cure diseases, to solve poverty, to preserve water, places where they need it, all kinds of community things all over the world. Now, here's a question for you, Juwan. Can I choose what my computer works on?
Absolutely. So at any point in time, whether when you first join or as you sort of participate in the program, you get to pick and choose as few or as many of the projects that we're running and get to choose which ones to support. So, for example, right now, besides the Open Pandemics project that's looking for COVID-19 treatments, we have others looking for treatments for childhood cancer and HIV/AIDS.
Right.
We have a project looking at improving rainfall forecasting. One that's looking at fighting tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
Another looking at how gut bacteria influences disease and so on. So you get to pick and choose as many
and
as you
little
want.
Politics. I hope as little politics as possible.
And when I say absolutely.
When I say politics, I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about issues that people ideologies that people have. And I'm assuming it's a little of that. A couple of quick questions. Number one. I'm glad that you can pick and choose. In the old days, you couldn't do that, so that's good news. But now you mentioned on your Android, are you saying that you can't do this on an iPhone?
Not yet. For now, it's either a computer or an Android device, but not yet iOS, no.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's interesting. What else do we need to know about this?
Well, you mentioned that your own organization participated in World Community Grid. Yep. And so this is open and an opportunity not just for individuals, but it is an opportunity for companies and all kinds of organizations to play a role. And we have over 450 organizations, everything from small businesses to big retail banks that also donate their computing power to these causes.
Where's the website? Is it simply World Community Grid?
It's worldcommunitygrid.org.
.org,
and that's
okay.
Where you would go to join, install the software, and pick the projects, the research projects you want to support.
Have you guys tapped into the Rotary community? I'm a Rotarian, and I wonder if, you know, this is the kind of projects, you know, Rotary almost single-handedly ended smallpox in the world. I mean polio. I didn't mean small. I meant polio. Almost single-handedly ended polio in the world, and so this would be a kind of a project I would see. I would think Rotary would get behind.
I'm not sure that we have. And to be honest, some of our biggest advocates are our existing volunteers. They're the ones who have these connections to various groups and communities and can sort of help us get the word out. And so.
You might want to check with Rotary International. It'd be the kind of thing they do an article in their magazine about. Hey, Juwan, this is great. Thank you for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely. I would love to. And thank you for being a World Community Grid supporter.
At worldcommunitygrid.org, folks. Check it out. Juwan Hindo. We'll get her back again another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.